Nolte, Blasey Ford Award proves the ACLU no longer believes in civil liberties. By John Nolte on November 20, 2019. The ACLU proved it no longer believes in civil liberties when it honored a woman for leveling a false accusation of attempted rape against an innocent man. On Sunday, the ACLU presented Christine Blasey Ford with the Roger Baldwin Courage Award. She was given this award for the courage she showed in making a provably false allegation of attempted rape against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The simple fact is this. Over and over and over again, Blasey Ford was proven to be a liar. Her absurd claim that Kavanaugh attempted to rape her at a 1982 House party is simply not true, and was proven to be false by her own so-called witnesses. Blasey Ford's own witnesses said the high school house party where the attempted rape was supposed to have occurred when she was 15, never happened. One of those witnesses was Blasey Ford's best friend at the time. A woman who now says she was bullied by Blasey Ford's supporters who pressured her to lie and say something did happen. What's more, Blasey Ford lied to Congress about small things, like having no knowledge about how a polygraph works. We found out later she helped a friend prepare for one. She lied about being afraid to fly, which is why her public testimony was conveniently delayed for a week as the media pounded Kavanaugh. We found out later she flew all over the world. She claimed the assault attempt was so traumatizing she had an additional door added to her home. This never happened. During her testimony, Blasey Ford, a college professor with a PhD, even claimed to not know what the word exculpatory means. Worse still, Blasey Ford refused to back up her accusation by releasing the evidence she could provide, including the therapist's notes she said would prove she discussed the attempted rape long before Kavanaugh was nominated to the Supreme Court. She also refused to release the results of the lie detector test she said would prove she didn't lie. Everything about Blasey Ford points to one thing and one thing only. She is a mercenary, partisan liar who is willing to accuse an innocent man of the worst crime imaginable just to stop his ascendancy to the Supreme Court. In other words, Blasey Ford is guilty of what used to disgust the ACLU more than anything. Hurling a false accusation of an unspeakable crime at an innocent man. The ACLU has always been a far-left organization. One I have never been a big fan of, but there are two areas where the ACLU and I once agreed, free speech and the rights of the accused. The ACLU now says it will not defend free speech it disagrees with, which was phase one of its selling out its principles. Honoring Blasey Ford, however, is far worse than backing down on the issue of free speech. For the ACLU is now doing something that at one time would have offended every fiber of its DNA, rewarding, and by extension encouraging, the hurling of false accusations as a means to a political end. The same ACLU that at one time fought McCarthyism is now promoting and applauding McCarthyism. The same ACLU that once fought for everyone's civil liberties is now a direct threat to everyone's civil liberties. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.